Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, what's going on, everybody? Curtis Wilkerson with hogsports.com, coming to you live from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. I think we kind of like this place, don't we? We might need to come back another time. Sweet 16 times 3 for the Razorbacks. Oh my goodness. Has your heart stopped beating out of your chest yet? What an incredible game. Arkansas takes down the defending national champions, the number one seed Kansas Jayhawks, 72-71. Absolute barn burner. This game was an instant classic. Incredible performance by the Razorbacks and Kansas. It was a fantastic game. One of the better games that I've sat and watched in person in a long, long time. This is going to be one that Razorback fans remember forever. All-time great basketball game. No repeat for the Jayhawks. Wow. You know, Arkansas is down 8 at halftime. They're down 12 in the early portions of the second half. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know what? At the last couple NCAA tournaments I've been to, I felt like when Arkansas lost, they just lost to a better team. I felt that way against Baylor 2 years ago when I was sitting there watching that one. I felt that way against Duke last year when I was sitting there watching that one. I was starting to get those similar vibes in this Kansas game, that maybe Arkansas just ran into the wrong team on the wrong night, but these guys did not want their season to end. They flipped the switch. They turned it on. They scratched. They clawed. They fought. They showed the type of grit and determination that we haven't necessarily seen from them throughout the course of this season at times, but that we've seen from some of these recent great Razorback teams. Seeing what guys like Devo and Kamani and Ricky Council and Jordan Walsh, everybody across the board who contributed in this one, it reminded me of the Jalen Tates and the Justin Smith, the Jay Wills, the JD Notes, all these Tonys, the guys who scrapped their way to these March Madness runs the last couple seasons. That's what I saw from this Arkansas team tonight as they came back. Just really an incredible game. Like I said, an instant classic. Hey, this one's going to be one of those games, especially towards the end, where you see those highlights on the new March Madness clips that are promoting the tournament for years to come. Unbelievable performance by Arkansas. The comeback, like I said, the Razorbacks were down by 12 and they just kept clawing back. And it was interesting for a while there because Arkansas started to heat up. They were making some big shots, but these teams started going blow for blow. Kansas was answering. Okay, Jalen Wilson had a tough finish inside when Arkansas started to make a little bit of a rally. The Razorbacks hit a three. I believe it was Devo that hit it. Grady Dick answers on the other end. Kansas is still up by 10, and you're thinking, man, they're just going to be able to respond to everything that Arkansas throws at them. It might be too little, too late. They might have dug themselves into too deep of a hole, but it's so fascinating because this Arkansas team that I believe 7 times this year has blown a double-digit lead of their own. 2 of those games they won. But all those blown double-digit leads, and all of a sudden, Arkansas has an opportunity to flip its own script. They're down double digits. They have a chance to do this to someone else, and they did. It was really interesting hearing some guys in the locker room talking about that after the game, but Arkansas really battled back. They actually took the lead with about 9 minutes left, and then these two teams were just trading haymakers down the stretch. Big shots, key stops, big plays. It became a free throw fest there down the stretch. Ricky Council, the fourth, was absolutely nails at the free throw line for Arkansas. He missed one. Jordan Walsh got his hands on it. Ricky gets it back and gets another foul and steps up there and knocks them both down. We talked about it after the Illinois game. There are no more pressure-packed situations than stepping up to the free throw line in the NCAA tournament in moments like this. And once again, Arkansas went up there and cashed in. Areas that they've struggled in throughout the course of the season, they have kind of turned it around here on the big stage in the brightest of lights. Really, really impressive. You know, it looked like there at the end, you know, Jalen Wilson's at the free throw line. Kansas is down 3 with 3 seconds remaining. He makes the first one. Looks like maybe he was trying to miss the second one. I haven't had time to go back and look at the replay, but he banked it hard and in, right? And so that cuts it to 1, but Arkansas is able to get the ball in, run out those final seconds off the clock. The celebration was absolutely incredible. Devo Davis, speaking of incredible, March Devo is real, folks, and it was activated in this one. So many vintage performances from him in this tournament. You think about what he did against Texas Tech, against Oral Roberts, when he came in against Vermont last season. He's had so many moments that Arkansas fans are going to remember forever, but this one's really going to stand out. He scored 21 of his game-high 25 in the second half of this one. He absolutely put Arkansas on his back when they needed somebody to carry him. He was willing to do it. He stepped up. And listen, it came as no surprise to anybody. Talking to Anthony Black in the locker room after the game, he said, hey, as the moment gets bigger, Devo gets bigger. And he always delivers in March. He was sensational, slithering to the rim. He had so many acrobatic finishes in there, tough, contested jumpers. He was not ready for this season to be over. And that belief, that confidence, that swag that he played with permeated throughout the rest of the team as they made their run to get back into this one, then ultimately win. We talked about Ricky Council being clutch at the free throw line. What was he, 5 of 18 from the field? So like he said after the game, he was all.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
But he got to the stripe, knocked down 10 of 11 in absolutely critical moments. He was big, big, big for Arkansas on this one. Jordan Walsh, I thought, made some absolutely huge plays. Again, on both sides of the floor, his impact goes so far beyond the box score. This is a guy who's really grown up in the last 3 or 4 days here in Des Moines. So impressed with him. Anthony Black played well. Nick Smith struggled again. But let me tell you something, folks. There was nobody more emotional in that locker room after the game than Nick, because he wants to play another day. He knows he's not playing well, and it's tearing him up inside because he wants to be able to help this team. But for them to rally back and win, the pure, raw emotion on his face in the locker room, I thought said a lot about his character. Hope he's able to get back in, you know, to be in the type of player that we know he can be, because he can be a game changer for Arkansas, a special talent, a relentless competitor, and I'm looking forward to seeing him play on another day. Kamani Johnson, Makai Mitchell banging down low, physicality, rebounds, contesting shots in there. Those guys played with grit, toughness, determination, all those traits that define Arkansas basketball. It was really, really incredible. Musselman madness. The guy's a wizard. He just wins in March. 3 years, three NCAA tournaments, three Sweet 16s, an 8-2 record. He's knocked off two number one seeds. This guy just gets it. He knows how to build his teams to thrive and to succeed in the biggest of moments. We're seeing that play out again. I don't think anybody really expected Arkansas to do what they've done here in this tournament after the inconsistencies that they had through the course of the season. At some point you think, a team, maybe they just are what they are, but that's not the case with the Razorbacks. They actually are who we thought they were going to be. It just took them a little while to get there, and Eric Musselman deserves a ton of credit for finding the way to push the right buttons when it matters most and to get these guys to start to deliver on the big stage. Just so incredibly impressive. You got it, Hunter Yurecek. You got to give the man a raise, like now, stat, get on it. Do it in this window between the beginning of the Sweet 16 and what just happened tonight. What are we waiting on? I mean, this guy is just a flat-out winner, and he's perfect for what Arkansas has going on. He is a perfect marriage with this fan base, passion on passion, intensity on intensity. He's doing a terrific job. It's unreal. The locker room, I'm so grateful and blessed and humbled to be able to do what I do, because we got to go in the locker room and share in that experience with the team, and the emotion, the joy, the relief. It's just such a combination of things that you could see these guys experiencing. Jordan Walsh is in tears in the locker room. Anthony Black, Nick Smith, those guys are in tears of relief and just pure just joy and happiness. And to hear them talk, some of the buzzwords that they kept saying, doing this for my brothers, my family, my teammates. This group is so connected right now, and nobody really gave them a chance maybe outside of the state of Arkansas, and they kind of put that chip on their shoulder. They embraced that underdog role in this one. You could hear it permeate throughout their comments in the postgame. Hey, nobody gave us a chance, but we believed in this locker room, was the message that was coming from those guys in there. They believe, and that's what matters. They had no doubt in their mind coming into this one that they could pull off the upset, if you could call it an upset, because we've said so many times that talent and on paper abilities, Arkansas is just as good as anybody in this field. Now they're one of the final 16 teams standing once again. Really incredible. And now it's Vegas, baby. Sweet 16, Arkansas awaits the winner of UConn and St. Mary's. That game is actually on Sunday, so Arkansas is going to have an extra day of rest, an extra day of prep. They can kick their feet up and watch that game tomorrow on Sunday, 5:10 p.m. You've got the Huskies and the Gales. It's the 4 seed versus the 5 seed. Arkansas is going to get them. It will be on Thursday. We don't know the times yet, but at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Sin City is about to be invaded and flooded by Arkansas Razorback fans and this team, who's as hot as anybody in the country right now. They've taken down the number 1 seed, and when you do that, you kind of assume their path, right? And the path is favorable. Can Arkansas reach a third consecutive Elite Eight? Can they take it a step further? I'll tell you this, do not count out Eric Musselman. Do not count out these Razorbacks. What an unbelievable performance by the Hogs tonight. Again, thank you so much for following along. Take one more last look at Wells Fargo Arena. Like I said, we love this place. If you're an Arkansas fan, you want to come back here, make it your second home. The Razorbacks played their best basketball of the season in this building. Now they get an opportunity to take it out west and see if they can do some more damage. Unbelievable night. This has been Curtis Wilkerson with Hogsports.com. Arkansas takes down number 1 seeded Kansas 72-71 to advance to the Sweet 16. And we'll have you covered from there at hogsports.com. We'll catch you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.